The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow up.
Your first date follow up, and Ty is on the phone. He went out with a woman named Charlie, and it's been 2 weeks, he says, and he's tried to get a hold of her 4 times with no response. Let's see if we can help Ty figure out why he's getting ghosted and see if we can get him another date. Unless you don't want to, Ty, would you still like to do that?
Yeah, man. I want to know what's up, and I'd love to see her again.
All right, so you said that her name is Charlie. Where'd you guys meet?
We met on Tinder, of course.
Okay. What'd you guys do for your date?
Well, so when we were, you know, chatting on Tinder and the kind of, you know, get to know each other kind of stuff, we both talked about how we love steak. And, you know, these days I kind of find that rare. A lot of people are trying like vegetarian and stuff. Yeah. And so
vegans
he was
out
like,
there.
No, I'm a carnivore. I'm a meat eater. I love steak. So I said, oh, that's great. So I decided I want to take her to the park and go on a picnic, and I'd actually barbecue some steak out in the park, you know, like a public grill.
That's really cool.
And I was hoping to kind of, you know, impress her because I'm actually really good at barbecuing steak and cooking and outside on a grill. Okay. And, you know, I thought this was like a really romantic first date, a cool idea, and I guess it just didn't work. I don't know.
Maybe that's a problem. Maybe she's not calling you back because she didn't like the steak.
Well, was she a vegetarian?
No. No. I mean, honestly, I think she was being honest because she ate it, but I think the steaks were perfect. I mean, okay. She even commented while we were there. She said, you know, oh, this is like one of the best steaks that she'd ever had.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And look, I'm telling you, I thought this all out. I brought candles. I bought like nice dishes. I made it like it was a fancy restaurant, you know, set up a little kind of like dining area for us. And it was, you know, kind of a perfect evening.
Yeah.
I guess, except that one like stupid bee.
Stupid bee? Like, was there like a bee buzzing around?
Oh, okay. I was like, are you talking about your date?
You're talking about a person.
Yeah, me too. Oh. Are you talking about a person or like an animal, insect? This is still an animal.
I'm talking about the insect. So I got stung by a bee while we were eating.
Ouch.
And I didn't take it very well, I guess, to put it nicely.
You didn't take it well?
Did it hurt? Are you allergic?
No, I'm not allergic, thankfully. I mean, imagine if she had to, like, slam an EpiPen into my neck or something like that. Yeah.
What do you mean that you didn't take it well, though?
Well, okay. All right, I might as well, you know, be honest here. I kind of overreacted a little, I think. She's in the middle of talking and telling me about herself and we're having, like, that nice first date conversation. And then I feel this pain shoot up the side of my body. You know, and at first, I think it was so intense that I think, oh, my God, did it. Tendon snap in my neck, or am I having a stroke? Like, I don't know what's going on. And so she's talking and she's telling me about like her, I think she was talking about like her family at that moment, which is really nice. I'm like, oh, I'm getting to know her. And then bam, I just yell out, mother. And then I realized that
oh my God.
Right in the middle of her talking. Okay.
Oh no.
Yeah, exactly. I just yell that out, and I've been stung by this bee in my neck, and seriously, it hurt a lot.
She thinks you're a big baby.
Look, I kind of think that's what it is. She said the steak was great. We had a great conversation until I yelled mother right in her face. And
that'll do it.
So, like, we walked back to the car. We had a nice hug. I said right to her, hey, we should go out again. She seemed like she agreed, and then that's it. She's just been ghosting me. Since then, I haven't heard anything from her. And, like, I really want a second chance, you know?
All right, well, we'll see if we can do it for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her, and then get her on the phone and find out why she's not calling you back. Hopefully she didn't start dating that bee.
Oh, my God.
All right. Come on.
We'll call her next. Stung twice by the same bee. Well, I guess you both have been stung once. Anyway. All right, play a song, come back, and then call her and get your first date follow-up next. It's the Jubal Show. Your first date follow-up. If you're just joining us, Ty is on the phone, and Ty had a near-death experience on his first date. It was crazy. He almost died on his first date.
Yikes.
If you missed the first part, he met a woman named Charlie on Tinder. They went to the park to barbecue steaks because they both bonded over their love of meats, and he promised her he could barbecue her the best steak of her life, and he thinks he did a good job. The only reason that he thinks he's not getting a call back, though, is because he got stung by a bee And that almost killed him.
Yeah.
At least he acted like it almost killed him. Apparently, she was right in the middle of talking. He got stung by a bee. He yelled an obscenity right in her face and then got up and paced around and started crying a little bit because of this bee sting. And he thinks maybe he looked like too much of a baby. And that's why Charlie isn't calling him back. All right, Ty, are you ready?
Yeah, definitely. And I still think you guys are underestimating how large this bee was.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to dial her phone number right now, see if we can get her on the phone and find out why she's not calling you back. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Charlie, please?
Who's this?
This is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
And I'm Alex from The Jubal Show.
Oh.
It's a radio show.
And I'm English Evan from a radio show called The Jubal Show. And
oh, man. Oh, okay. Yeah. What do you guys want?
Hey. So, have you listened to the show before?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Nice.
Well,
yeah,
that's cool.
I mean, I have.
Good.
Sure.
All right. Well, we do a segment on the show called the First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out with someone and end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And we got an email about you from Ty.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Mm.
Are you? Okay. So you went on a date with Ty, and he said that you guys went to the park. And he barbecued steak for you, and he even set up the table like it was a nice, fancy restaurant in the park. And then he got stung by a bee and cried like a baby. Is that why you're not calling him back?
Yeah, that all happened. We were at the park, and it was a yummy steak. And then, very true, he got stung by that bee. And y'all, you should have seen it. It was like that bee sting wrecked his whole life.
we did hear.
It was insane. I was just sitting there and we were talking and all of a sudden he's swearing in my face. And I thought, oh my gosh, is he just going to like go into shock or something? Was I supposed to bring an EpiPen? I didn't even know I was supposed to have. Like, and I was sitting there like, do I have to take him to the hospital because he's allergic or something like that? But
oh, no.
He just had a big ouchie. I mean, he was fine. He was in pain, but he was fine.
Yeah, well, when we talked to him about the date, and he swears it was a bigger bee than a normal bee, and that's why it hurt so much. So it wasn't the bee sting. That's not why that's not why you're ghosting him.
No. And I listen. You guys are possible. I know who you are, and so I already know he's listening. And you're going to bring him on in just a second. And so I'll just tell him, guess what? No, I'm not calling you back, Ty, because you are basic AF. And I am not a basic.
Wow.
That's why.
What?
That's why.
Dude, again?
He made a steak. That's not basic
at all. In a park.
Basic? I made you steak. Come on.
I know.
What's basic about steak?
I mean, yeah, you made the steak, but I'm not calling you back because I just don't do basic. I'm sorry.
What? Basic? I don't even know what that means. What's basic?
It means that you wanted to impress me with how you can cook steak, and then you made yours well done, and then you drenched it in ketchup.
Ew. Ew.
Whoa.
Hey, yeah. That's how I like my steak. All right. How's
Wait.
That make you?
Yeah, everybody
I
in here
like
just judged.
Yeah, you left that part out.
But you're really not calling him back because of how he orders his steak.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's not just the steak, Ty. I mean, just so we all know, I mean, it goes so much deeper.
What's wrong with that? I put ketchup on my steak. It's what I like on my steak. It tastes good. Yum, yum. All right? What's my main basis? What's that mean?
Not yum, yum.
No.
No, it is not yum, yum at all. It's not just the steak, Ty. It goes deeper than that. I mean, you put ketchup on your steak, Ty. why would you even think that you're on my level? Go find some basic who likes ketchup on her well-done steak. I'm way out of your league.
Damn.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, tell Ty how you really feel, I guess, huh? Jeez. All because of ketchup on a steak.
I mean, come on.
You're a Karen.
Well, okay, well, then I'll ask the question, I guess. I think now sounds like the appropriate time. Charlie, would you like to go out with Ty on another date? We'll pay for it.
Nope.
No.
All right. Well, sorry.
The Jubal Show on demand.